Economic Development for Monroe and West Monroe has drawn a high ranking in a business and corporate trade publication. Site Selection magazine ranks the Ouachita Union Parish Metro fourth among metropolitan areas with a population of less than 200,000. The area earned its fourth place post with 11 economic development projects, which represents a big jump from last year's number 10 ranking. Site Selection, the oldest publication in the corporate real estate and economic development fields, calculates the rankings based on the number of new and expanded facilities for an area. Kurt Foreman, executive director of the North Louisiana Economic Partnership, or NLEP, says the strong statistic for the area will be viewed by those who are active in targeting locations for business growth.
The subscriber base of that magazine are corporate executives at companies around the country and site selection consultants and those people who are involved in when decisions are being made about where to locate a business.
The NLEP works as a liaison between companies looking to move or expand into communities within the 14 parish area it serves. One consideration companies look at in deciding where to locate is infrastructure. How well will they be able to transport products? How was a town or community situated geographically to offer quick and efficient connection to major roadways? Foreman says main corridors through North Louisiana continue to attract business.
The continued accentuation of how important I-20 is to the country, not just North Louisiana, I think is only going to bode well. And then eventually there may be I-69 coming through the region. So that really gives us more attention from transportation and logistics, but also just makes us a more competitive community for business.
The announcement of the area's ranking was welcome news. Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo believes the economic development reflected by the high mark shows the city is gaining in terms of employment.
We're succeeding as it relates to new jobs, and we're going to continue to build on that as well as work on others to try to get even stronger.
Growth in the region has been spurred by several events in the past year. CenturyLink acquisitions, the consolidation of Gardner Denver Thomas to Monroe, and other transactions have given the area a boost in factors that create the site selection rankings. Mayo says as economic times are tight, joint efforts by the region have made a difference.
I think that we all realize that when we do work together and we pull together, or push together, we can do tremendous things. And I think we're going to continue to work together to move our community forward, our region forward.
Farmerville Mayor Stein Baumann agrees. Union Parish, included with Ouachita as part of the metropolitan area recognized by the magazine, has bolstered economic development with the Foster Farms operation. Baumann says the entire region stood to gain when the plant was purchased.
The day that it was announced that Foster Farms was coming to Farmerville, we had, as far as I know, every representative and senator from the Mississippi line to the Texas line to the Arkansas line and as far south as Alexandria and Rapides Parish.
Baumann says with the hope of continued economic development, Union Parish and Farmerville are poised to see more success with the rest of the region.
We feel that Farmerville is really centrally located. We have Grambling, we have Louisiana Tech, we have ULM, and we feel like we draw the wagon wheel from Farmerville, and we think we're in a very good position.
While incentives and logistics are important to companies considering to house their business in North Louisiana, Foreman says there's a greater selling point.
It's our people, both the people who will be working in the company, but also the kind of people that are leading the communities and the kind of people that they're going to have as neighbors. This is a great community that people can get immersed in quickly and become a part of the fabric of the community. You don't have to live here 10 years before people welcome you. You're welcomed right away, and you can jump in and be part of a symphony board or something if you want to be, and I think that's very attractive to folks.
I'm Bob Lennox. KEDM News.